You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Peter, you got an update for
us. Yes, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Winter Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit winterbros.com.
Ever get yourself a dumpster and just throw some crap in there, Peter? I feel like your house is filled with crap.
Well, not a dumpster. No, when my grandmother bought a house down in Florida, we had to clean up the condo from the people we bought it from.
Yeah.
So we had to bring in a dumpster.
Okay, all right, very good.
But not in front of our house on the island, no.
Okay, all right, very good.
We bought it basically empty.
Continue, okay.
We'll begin with a day of mixed emotions for the Mets at Citi Field. They trail the Cardinals 6-5 in the bottom of the 10th, but up came Pete Alonso with one on.
Alonso hammers one. Left field, way back. It's long gone. The Mets win in the bottom of the 10th. Pete Alonso drives one out against Gallegos. And the Mets finish off a series victory in 10 innings.
Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880.
If the Mets had any sort of person, like sense of humor or anything,
yeah,
they would play this in the move by Glenn Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
in a situation like this.
Sure, no, of course.
It would be unbelievable.
I mean, it was amazing.
Catchy tune.
I haven't been this happy since VJ Day.
Mets over the Cardinals 7-6 on that. Pete Alonso walk-off two-run homer. The Polar Bear saying after the game, the Mets don't quit.
We're just a bunch of resilient guys, and we're gritty, and we love to win. So when you get guys that are talented and love to win, and are a group of tough men, you get games like this where, regardless of the score, regardless of the circumstances, we're always continuing to fight.
We are
back
around here. We're a group of tough men.
That's right. Yeah, all of us,
all
for sure.
Of you guys. Yeah. Every single one of you.
Yeah, especially me and Al.
Yeah,
as tough as they come.
Jeff McNeil drove in three, and that was the end of the good news for the Mets. Here's the bad news. Mets pitcher Max Scherzer with a strained oblique muscle in his left side, expected to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Manager Buck Showalter says life goes on.
As opposed to what? Saying, hey, look, I stopped the wheel. I'm going to get off, and when everybody gets back, we'll start up again. Doesn't work that way in any sport, and that's why, you know, that's what makes it fun. From a standpoint of, wait a minute, that guy's going to get in and get an opportunity now.
See, Jerry's out, and we get Peter.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Cool.
Next man up.
Get in here, do your thing, and, you know, be on top of things, yeah, and know exactly what you're talking about. It's great.
Yeah.
See, but again, when you listen to Buck Showalter, that's a real guy.
No, of course.
Real
no,
manager,
he knows.
And he knows exactly what's going on. Love it. Absolutely love it.
And the Mets will begin a 6-game road trip in Colorado tonight with Carlos Carrasco on the hill. Now to Baltimore. Anthony Santander hit a walk-off three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth off Lucas Litke, and the Orioles beat the Yankees 9-6, and the Bombers cannot complete the four-game sweep at Camden Yards, but still a good road trip for manager Aaron Boone's team.
6-2, pretty good. You know, would have loved to obviously finish it off today and heading home, but, you know, anytime you go out on the road and can throw a 6-2 up there, you take that.
DJ LeMahieu had tied the game in the top of the ninth with an RBI single, and it was just the second loss in 12 games for the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton with an 11th home run of the season. Despite the loss, Yankees playing well.
I think we're in a good spot. We can always get better, capitalize on games like this where we can come back. But, you know, that's baseball. I think we'll be okay. Just got to keep pushing forward. Big weekend.
Did you just call them the Skankies?
No.
I could have sworn you did.
Why would a Yankee fan call him the Skankies?
I think you stumbled on your words and you said Skankies played well.
I'd like to listen to that back.
Okay, we'll listen to that back. I think it's borderline. Borderline Skankies.
I've got friends of mine that call them Skankies, but I would never refer to my team as the Skankies.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a strange dude because you wouldn't, like, you're a Jet fan.
Yeah.
You're an Islander fan.
Yes.
you love all these other teams, like the Ducks and the Riptide and all this stuff, but then you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit.
I'm buttoned up when it comes to that, yeah.
Yeah, that's very surprising to me, because you seem like a Mets fan to me.
No, I like going to Mets games. My wife and my kids are Mets fans, so we go to a lot of Mets games.
Like, your aura is Mets fan.
No. But I don't dislike the Mets. I don't have a hatred to them.
You're a Long Island guy, too?
Yeah,
His aura is Mets fan, isn't it?
I feel like it should be Mets fan. For whatever reason, it's not, but you feel like a Mets fan to us.
Yeah. My father was a big Yankee fan, so I just copied him on that. I didn't copy him on football.
Okay. All right, very good.
Yeah, that's where I defied. Yankees are back home tonight to open a series with the White Sox. College football, Wednesday night, Alabama head coach Nick Saban suggested that Texas A&M bought every player in their 2022 recruiting class. Yesterday, Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher fired back.
It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families.
All right.
And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken.
And Fisher did not stop there with talking about Saban.
It's despicable that we got to sit at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know.
Oh, wow. Cool. I'll tell you what. Yeah. October 8th in Tuscaloosa is going to be interesting, man. That's when Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher visit Nick Saban in Alabama.
That's going to be must-see television.
So, but here's the thing. You know, I did this whole thing this morning. On college football and the nil stuff and name, image, and likeness. And there's that wide receiver from Pittsburgh that's
Jordan Addison.
USC.
Yeah.
And there's all these rumors out there that he is getting $3.5 million.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To go to USC. And my question is, okay, fine. If you want, I don't care if the kids make money away from the school. That is fine. But if you have boosters and the school and all this other crap, and I don't know who is out there, you know, looking over this and watching it and figuring out what's real, what's not real. I mean, it's amazing. He is actually making more money going from Pittsburgh to USC than the USC wide receiver who was drafted in the second round by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that actually about Kenny Pickett. So, like, Kenny Pickett was his quarterback.
Yes.
And I think he's making more money than him. Which is nuts.
Look, I'm all about it, but I, you know, this whole Lincoln Riley USC thing, and I, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on in the SEC. My school, the University of Maryland, has no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Rutgers has no chance.
Yeah.
We have no chance. I mean, like, you got Ohio State, I'm sure probably has a big budget. Michigan has a big budget, lots of boosters, lots of ways to finagle the nil stuff to make sure guys get money. And I'm like, remember, like, They ask you to go to a like an event, like an alumni event. And I love the University of Maryland. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've given money to them and mainly to their scholarship programs,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, which is I was all down with. But now all of a sudden, now it's a scholarship program and a nil program through another booster area. I'm like, enough.
I'm out.
I'm out. I love the school. Love my time there. Love everything about it. Would always recommend anybody that can go there to go there. But when you're dealing with the SEC and you're dealing with Texas A&M and Texas football and Texas and Oklahoma are going to be in the SEC in a couple of years, you got no shot, man.
Can't compete.
No.
NBA playoffs, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics beat the Heat of Miami 127-102. Rory McIlroy has the lead after one round of the PGA Championship. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Rangers-Hurricanes game two. Rangers down one game tonight. How you feeling?
Well, you know, I'm always feeling a little bit nervous. I look forward to it. It's something that I think about all day long, just like you did when the Islanders mm-hmm. were in the playoffs. You mm-hmm. think about it all day long, and you can't wait until that puck drops, and tonight it's at 8 o'clock, so you got to wait an extra hour.
Extra hour.
Ugh.
Last night, Lightning and Panthers were tied at 1 late in the third. I mean, it was really late.
Eldon Palat, the right point. Find the net, Kucherov, 5 to go. Kucherov, put it in front! Score! Score! Ross Colton with 0.9 seconds left! Incredible! 2-1 Lightning!
That's unbelievable.
Kucherov magic!
That was Dave Michigan and some laughing from Phil Esposito.
Yeah, Phil Esposito wasn't even watching the game. He was watching a YouTube video of a cat playing a piano.
The Lightning win that one 2-1. Now, what was the last couple of words that Dave Michigan said there? Did you catch the last couple of words? It was Kucherov magic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when I came in today, and this is obviously an ongoing situation out in the newsroom, whoever was the tape op last night labeled it the OutQ as being, could you have magic? And it was, but then you listen to it and it's Kucherov magic.
So we're having problems with tape ops and people putting things in the system again. Yeah, so I thought we got that straightened out.
No, because someone's got to take control of that newsroom.
I would tend to agree. Could you have magic?
But by the way, the fact that this happened with 4 seconds left to go in the game is insane. And the fact that one of the highest scoring teams, or maybe even the highest scoring team, the Florida Panthers, have scored 2 goals on their home ice against the Tampa Bay Lightning. That is the heart of a champion. Yeah. That's the way that you play. Now,
Panthers are frauds.
This is a breakdown by the defense of the Panthers, but the fact that they've only scored 2 goals in 2 games tells you exactly who the Tampa Bay Lightning
Absolutely.
Are. And
absolutely.
And how difficult it was. And the Islanders took them to 7 games.
7 and 6 games the year before and lost that series in overtime in game 6.
And you have one more thing?
I just want to Blues beat the Avalanche 4-1.
Okay, by the way, you did say Skankies.
I did. Despite the loss, Skankies playing well.
Skankies. Wow.
I didn't really say Skankies. Yeah,
it was a slur.
Despite the loss, Skankies playing well.
Skankies.
That was an obvious error on my part. I didn't mean to say that.
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
You come right in here as a big Yankee fan, you call them the Skankies in the first update. Skankies playing well?
Skankies.
I mean, that's going to live with you forever.
And that's going to live here forever.
I mean, this is worse than Takiya.
Yes.
Despite the loss, Skankies playing well.
I mean, from a Yankee fan.
Skankies.
I knew I heard that. You say Skankies, you did.
It was a Freudian slip.
I guess so, yeah.
I hope they still let me in the Bronx.
Oh, man. Skankies playing well.
I know you
didn't
mean it. It was totally unintentional.
Yes.
But you said Skankies.
Yeah. Skankies. I contribute another drop to the program. Tequila.
All right, Peter. Good stuff. Can't wait to see what next hour brings.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.